Good morning, Mr. Shem. I'm going to continue with that. Sharon Sfas MS. So Rashi at the beginning, when Yaakov Avinu is running away, so Rashi says in the pasuk of Ayifka, that Vayifka b'maka, and Rashi says, Tu pshatim what Vayifka means. Rashi says, the Lashon of Rashi is Vayifka, v'Rabbi Seinu Dart Pirshu, shu Lashon HaTfilah v'al Tifku bi, that the Lashon of Vayifka is a Lashon of Tfilah, v'lamdeinu shetikin Tfilas Arvis, that this is how we know that Yaakov Avinu is Mesakin Tfilas Arvis. Avram Avinu is Mesakin Shachris. The pasuk says that Avram Avinu davened, Yitzhak is Suach Basada, Yitzhak is Mincha, and Yaakov Avinu, as he's running away from Esav and running to the house of Lavan, says Vayifka, and Rashi says Vayifka is a lashon of tefillah. It doesn't just mean to meet, but it actually means an idea of tefillah. Rashi says Vashina Kasav Lekasav Ayispalo. The pasuk doesn't use the regular word of Ayispalo. Why does it use the word of Vayifka? Although there are differences between the idea of pegiya and tefillah. Rabbi Shimshon Pinkas very famously talks about this in Charm B'Tefillah, the different lashonis of tefillah and what they mean. Bezakt Rashi Vashina Kasav Lekasav Ayispalo. Why doesn't it say Vayispalo? Lelamdecha, to teach you. That he had a kfitzas aderech. Moshe Mafurish beperek Gedanash, like the Gemara in Chulin says, that Vayifka Makam, that he met the Makam, he met Har Maria, he passed by it, he realized that he passed by Har Maria without stopping, he wanted to go back, and Har Maria came towards him, Vayifka Makam, kfitzas aderech, and was able to go back. And Memela, the Torah, instead of using the regular word of tefillah, uses the word of Vayifka to teach you that there's a kfitzas aderech. Frektis Vasem is a very obvious question. Ve'enu muvin, ki lepirish zeh, according to the second pirush of Rashi, that it's talking about, that Vayifka is talking about the lashon of tefillah, so ma'inin kvitz aderech lakan. The same word, the first lashon Rashi is one way of explaining what Vayifka means. The second shana Rashi is explaining that Vayifka means a lashon of tefillah. So frektus vasemes, so then what is it, and Rashi says the reason why I didn't use the word Vayispalel is to teach you kvitz aderech. What in the world does kvitz aderech have to do with davening ma'ariv? The same word Rashi's saying, which teaches you that Yaakov Avinu davened ma'ariv, also teaches you that Yaakov Avinu had kvitz aderech. Why dafka the same word, according to the same pshat and Rashi, is your kvitz aderech and teaching you about the fact that he davened ma'ariv? They have nothing to do with each other. Ma'ariv has nothing to do with kvitz aderech. Why does the word vayifka teach you tefillah and teaches you kvitz aderech? Zaktis Vasem is an unbelievable yisoid, which he says is nageh for every single yid. Ach bevadek, if he rotsen a adam, yachil la'ayra kedushas ha'mizbarach b'chol makam. According to the rotsen of a person has the capability to be able to be ma'ayra kedushas Hashem Yisbarach b'chol makam. V'zeh shekasev Rashi kan, nekar Har Maria bala kan. Yaakov Avinu passed Har Maria. He passed the holiest place in the world, and he didn't stop to daven. Memela, what happened? Yaakov Avinu realized that he passed. Yaakov Avinu had charata, that he went past Har Maria, decided that he wanted to go back, and like Rashi says, Har Maria picked itself up, whatever that means, and moved itself to Yaakov Avinu. Zok desvas emes pirish, kivin shayo le Yaakov Avinu rotsen god the love of Har Maria. Yaakov Avinu had a desire, a strong desire to come to Har Maria. Afki makam ezei merachik ma'id. Even though he was way past it, he was very, very distant from it, not just physically, but even spiritually, he was distant from that place of the giloy of Ratzon Hashem. He was running away from Esav. He was in a place of ultimate chayshach. He was running into galus, away from Esav, into the house of Lavan. He was in a place of complete galus and complete astara from Hashem. Even though the makam was very rachik, kafayt Har Maria lakan. Because Yaakov Avinu had a desire, he had a strong ratzon to be by Har Maria, Yaakov Avinu was able to create a Har Maria where he was. The Lashon of Vayifka means two things. It means Vayifka b'makayim, that there was kvitzas aderech. What does kvitzas aderech mean over here? Not that Yaakov Avinu ran back, but that Har Maria came to Yaakov Avinu, and it also means pirish arves. Ki bevadei be'esa choshech, ein makam l'skala sa'ar. Zaktis v'asemes, what's the whole Indian of Ma'ariv? Ma'ariv is dafka at night. Ma'ariv is v'munascha b'leilos. Ma'ariv is the tefillah that a person davens when everything's a choshech. But when a person has a ratzon that be'esa choshech, when I'm going through astar, when things are not clear to me, I desire to discover the Rabbanu Shalom in the place of choshech, a person's able to create not just a kfitzas aderech, but a person's able to bring kedusha to the place that they are. Therefore, the Sfasema says it's very pashat. The word vayifka teaches us that he was Mesakin Tfilas Arvis. And the word Vayifka teaches us that there's Kvisas Aderech. Because those two things go hand in hand. When Yaakov Avinu desires to be back in the place of Kedusha, when Yaakov Avinu is running away and is in the place of Chayshich, of darkness, away from Har Maria, realizes that he passed Har Maria and wants to be there, he's able to do two things. He's able to daven Ma'ariv, which means he's able to connect to the Rabbanu Shem in the place of Chayshich, in the darkness of Amanaska B'Leilos, and Memela, he's able to bring Kedusha back to the place where he is. And that's the Maila of what Ma'ariv is, and that's the Maila of Kvisas Aderech. They both mean the same thing. They both mean being able to discover and find the Rabbanu Shem within a place of Chayshach. Rav Nachman writes in the second chiluk of Lakutim Aran, in Torah Yud Beis, Rav Nachman writes that the Ikar Avoida that a person needs to do when a person is going through Astar, when a person is in a place of darkness, is to just ask the following question, Aye Makayim Kavaydai, Rabbanu Shem, where are you? And by a person doing that, a person having a rutz and a desire to find the Rabbanu Shem in the place of Chayshach, like the Sfas Emes says, you're able to be la'oyer kedushas Hashem Yisbarach b'chol makom. Wherever you find yourself, however distant from Yitzhak Avinu's house you find yourself, however far from Yerushalayim, however far from the world of Har Moriah you find yourself, if a person has a real strong rutzen to connect to Hashem, you can bring the Rabban Hashem to wherever you are. The Rabban Hashem is not limited to the four walls of the Beis HaMikdash. The Rabban Hashem is not limited to Yerushalayim. The Rabban Hashem is not limited to the world of Lahagid Babaikar Chazdecha. In the Leilos, in the darkness, a person can be able to be Kvitzes Haderech, to bring Kedusha to where they are through what? Through a strong rutzen to uncover and find the Rabban Hashem in that place. And he says, V'zeh She'isa, that's why if you look at the Lashon of Chazal, it's so beautiful. What does the Lashon of Rashi say? Lelamdecha shekav tzalaya aretz. Lelamdecha, to teach you shekav tzalaya aretz. Zakta svasem sheyesh mezel lima lekol ish Yisrael. Lelamdecha, yeah, that's what Chazal are saying. To teach each and every yid, lelamdecha lima lekol ish Yisrael sheyeda she'ein lecha makam shele yachal lahargish ara pnimis. There's no place in the world where a person can't discover Hashem. It can be in the place the greatest cheshech, either physically, it can be distant from Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash, spiritually, it can be distant from the place of Kedusha. If a person has a strong desire, a rasen, to reveal the Rabban Hashem, you can reveal him right where you are. If a person works and a person desires and a person has a real rutzen to find the Rabban Hashem wherever you are, you can bring Har HaMoriah to wherever you are. The Rabban Hashem will come to that place. All we need to do is to ask that question of Ayim Akayim Kavayde, to search, to want, to have that rutzen like Yaakov Avinu wanted, and Memela Har HaMoriah can come to us. And that's why Dafka, the word Vayivka means Tfilas Arvis, and the word Vayivka means Kvitzas Adar, because those two things go hand in hand. When you desire to daven Amayrif, to uncover, to find the Rabban Hashem, to say Baruch Hu Es Hashem HaMavayrich in that place of Cheshek, in the darkness, in the place of Laila, then you're able to bring Har HaMoriah, you're able to bring Kedusha, you're able to bring Eretz Yisrael to exactly where you are. The Iker is your rutzen, your desire to be in Eretz Yisrael, desire to have that Kedusha, your desire to have that clarity, and Memela Kedusha is able to come to you. Hashem should help us, we should be Zeicha, to have these two Indians of Vayivka, that we should find the Rabban Hashem in the place of Chayshek through our Ratzin, and Mamela be able to daven a Mayrev, to be able to say Baruch Ata Hashem, Baruch Hu Es Hashem HaMavarech, even in the place of Chayshek, and to be able to bring the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, the Kedusha of the Gila of the Rabban Hashem, to wherever we find ourselves. Amen.